You're listening to Counterculture on RCR.
Reality Check Radio.
Welcome to Kiwi Farm. Established 1840. Darling Taker stood in her sty, which was part of the free-range wallow. Set in a lush pasture, flanked by native bush and one of the most beautiful paddocks on Kiwi Farm. She placed her final few items, a large Paunamu necklace and a deed towel, into her flax kete and slung it over her back and walked out into the sunshine. Standing there supervising her departure was Shoei Salbrick, lips pursed and monobrow furrowed.
"Make sure you've got everything, darling, because you will not be welcome back," stated Shoei emphatically.
The final chapter in Darling's saga appeared now complete. Shoei had rallied all the free rangers to vote out Darling from her place in the farmhouse, using an arcane law that the free rangers had always vehemently opposed, because it was the action of which Darling was being accused of today that had founded the free rangers many, many years ago. It appears irony and hypocrisy were both embraced in the free range fraternity. As Darling left the free-range pasture in search of another home, Winnie Benn was chewing the cud with his old mate and compatriot Jonesy. Winnie Benn had locked horns over the farmhouse table with Dave from the Cooney Coonies. Dave was a bully and had been using his heft and hollering to intimidate animals for years, and Winnie Benn was having none of it. Winnie Benn was a donkey. Donkeys were very long-lived. No one had ever seen a dead donkey, and Winnie Benn had occupied a seat around the first barn and then the farmhouse table for decades, minus a few years during Napoleon's reign of fear and loathing. Winnie Benn appreciated the sanctity of the political process. If the animals were to have the civility that they'd long desired, they needed to act appropriately. This included good grooming, polished presentation, and most of all, meticulous manners. Dave possessed none of these qualities, and this week it grated on Winnie Benn. Dave had butted in on an exchange over the table again and again, and Winnie, well, he'd had enough. One thing led to another, hooves were stamped, glaring and shooed, and posturing from Dave reached an all-time high.
"There's simply no respect from these animals these days, Jonesy," opined Winnie. "Dave's strutting around in that ridiculous oversized Uncle Sam-inspired hat, and he had the gall to lecture me on matters cultural."
Jonesy nodded as his friend carried on.
"And they make a mockery of the entire process, Jonesy. And what do the sheep do? Bloody nothing."
It was then that Winnie took a longer look at Jonesy, who was dressed in gumboots, a swanny, and leaning on a shovel.
"I gotta head off, mate. What are you up to?" Winnie asked. Yes, well, these fences, drains, ditches and roads, they won't fix themselves, Winnie. I've got some extra rations out of Nicky, and I'm heading up north to our brothers to see what can be done. More dooey, less hooey, I say," exclaimed Jonesy.
It was then both Donkey and Bull saw a forlorn figure of Darling Taker trudge up the hill and away from the farmyard and the free-range pasture.
"Oh, looks like the votes are on Darling. Can't say I'm surprised," said Winnie.
Darling looked up to the older animals, who gave her a nod of the chin as she passed by. She simply scurried as quickly as she could, with tears misting in her eyes. The direction of travel? Uncertain. But the Cooney Cooney Wallow could be beckoning, and with Tama in the background directing every single move, Darling's days in the farmyard might not yet be over. Tune in next week to Kiwi Farm for the latest developments, exclusively here with Counterculture on Reality Check Radio.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas. From great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers and more, the RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.